Excuse me there, sir. What do you think you're doing? Walking across the bridge. Right. Yes, of course. But can't you see that is the problem? Well, as you can see, this bridge is not human property. Definitely not for your kind. And in fact, you need permission from me before you can cross this bridge. You see, the hills you see on the other side in the distance, this belongs to the dwarf kinds like me, so I need to keep my eye on anyone or anything that I see come across this bridge. Yes, I guess you could call me the guard of this bridge. That's why the bridge is very noisy as you cross. I sleep right under it and live my daily life there. So I hear every sound. No one can get past me. I am very vigilant. Not even you. Not even you will be able to get past me. Got that? Stop. I'm warning you. I may be small, very, 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 very small. Very small. But you must easily think I can be shaken off, right? Well, you are very wrong about this. Also, this is not for protecting my kind, but also yourself. On your journey down there, you will stumble upon my fellow kind. They will ask if you have permission from me. My name. My name is your permission to be there. And if you do not have this permission, then the dwarves will have no worries in eating you right there. And then because you would have committed a serious crime on our land. These laws, these parts are not the same as your home, so you need to respect it. Bullshit? It is not bullshit. You're lucky I haven't even done it myself. You're one of the first people ever to not obey me. Do you not hear about the myths about this place back in your town? They are very true, as they say. But you call it myths. If it was such a myth, that's why you're the first person in years to try and get by here. I thought I was having an easy laugh right there, but I guess you're one of the cocky ones, right? If you take one more step back, I am warning you. I can jump very high, and I'll have you on the ground downstairs in no time. You got that? Alright, good. Now, let me just see why you're here, right? I invite you down into my home, where I will see if you're fit to travel through the land. Wait, what's in the sky? What am I meant to be looking at? Oh no, you are not running off. I got you now. I told you I'd have you down in seconds. No one expects a chubby dwarf milf like me to be able to jump so high and take you down. Can't go far if you can't see where you're going and being suffocated with my big dwarf titties. Am I right? Now, let's go back to the bridge. You didn't get very far now, did you? You have to do what I say. Or I will call down the Dwarfland police and they will most likely turn you into a spaghetti. So, you're lucky I am more lenient, I would say. Especially towards humans. I don't know, just something about them. Now, here is my place under this bridge. Not bad, isn't it? Now, you want to go through this land to travel into the next city, yes? Okay, so you won't be staying. Well, this makes my job easier, good news. You just need a travel visa to show to anyone through these lands, and so you get past the mountains, then you're safe. And the visa also works for the way back, so all you need to do is show it to me, and I will let you right past this time. Sorry, but no, sir. I would get off your face right now, but it's needed. It's needed for the payment. I won't give you this visa until you give me the payment. Money? Ha! I'm not asking for money. Your money is useless down here. Can't even convert it or anything. Whoa, our leaders really need to get some better relations talking, but I mean, a different kind of payment. Well, as you can see, I'm a big titty dwarf milf living all by herself down these parts. It's clear that my little big titty heart gets lonely. Maybe this is why I'm so grumpy, but it's not often a wonderful traveler like you comes strolling by, don't you think? Very new for me. I get all different kinds of giants, free-eyed creatures, but none so similar to me, just different in height, and I find you being tall are so hot. So yes, good payment for me is helping me get rid of these feelings for a little while, Yes, you can just hold me up like this and... Well, this was nice, but it's not enough. It's not enough, okay? I haven't done anything better in a long time. Kisses are okay, but boring. And unfortunately, that payment just won't cut it. Take my gloves off. Oh, you can do that. Oh my, now put me on your face again. Oh my god. That tickles. My dwarf pussy loves it. Yes. I love it. Oh yes. You like my dwarf pussy? Easier than humans because there's less to lick. Oh my god. Oh my god, more. Yes. Get right in there. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Oh my god, more. Don't stop until I'm finished. Oh yeah, you like me sitting on your face like this. Oh my gosh. You like dwarf girls, don't you? I know you want to come back for me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes! Oh, I've not done this in so long. Oh my god. Yes, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking bust. Oh yes, oh my god, that was so hot. Oh my god, I haven't had these in so long. And first time from a human, I couldn't help myself. Oh my god, I got all my green juice on your face. Lick it off. Tasty, isn't it? Yes, I live a diet of grass, so it will taste like this. It was so good, wasn't it? Oh my god. I haven't been treated like this in a very long time. Of course. The pizza. Yes. This is the key for you to get out of here and freely travel to the city. Here is your visa. Please stop by again on your way back to your town. Have a safe trip.